الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم وقال الله تبارك وتعالى إنك لعلى خلق عظيم وقال الله تبارك وتعالى وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Let's read درود شريف اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders and dear listeners, you know, we all seated here today will admit one thing, that we all want to change. We all want to change for better. We all want to improve ourselves. We all want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all will admit that. And none of us, and nobody can claim that I am a perfect human being. Nobody is perfect. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. That every son of Adam are wrongdoers. So no one of us, you know, can claim that we are the perfect human being. No one is perfect. We all make mistake. We all falter. We all make mistake. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best of the wrongdoers are the ones who do tawbah, who repent, who learns from their mistake. So only the Prophet, you know, he was a perfect human being, or the Prophets are the perfect human beings. But us, we all make mistake. We all make mistake. But what we should do, we should learn from our mistake and then we do tawbah, we repent. So everyone today here will admit one thing, that we all want to change. We all want to become a better human being. We all want to improve ourselves. Now the question is, how can we improve ourselves? How can we become a better human being? How can we become a better Muslim? How can we do that? The way to do that is by setting an example in front of us, by making someone our role model. You know, for example, if you start a business, if you go in a field, what do? You set a target. You know, that person, he has made progress in this field, so that's the target. I need to go and reach there. So you set a target, you set someone as a role model. It works in every field, whether it's dunyawi field or dini field. You set someone as your role model. Now, you know, the way we can become a better human being is by setting a role model. Now, who is our role model? Who is our role model? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ That for you, أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ The best role model is in the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is our role model. So obviously we cannot reach at that level that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, but at least what we can do is we can make that life as a role model for us and work towards it. We can't reach that level. We can't reach that level, but yes, we should make the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a role model for us. How he lived his life. How was he when he was dealing with the people around him? How was he when he used to deal with the family members? How was he when he used to deal with the community members outside? We keep the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of us. We live our life in that way. Then inshallah a day will come that we will be working towards it and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy with us. So the way to become a better... So every one of us, you know, we shall do one thing on a daily basis. I need to ask myself, you all need to ask yourself that, am I the best possible person that I can ever be with my wife, for example? The wife should ask herself, am I the best possible person that I can be with my husband? A father should ask, am I the best possible person that I can be with my children? The children should ask themselves, am I the best possible person, you know, to my father, to my parents? You know, if each and every one of us asks this question to ourselves, then we'll come to realize that, no, there is still room of improvement. We can still change. There's still room of improvement. You know, our Islam, the Sharia that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought, is not just about reading and performing salah. It's not just about, you know, going for hajj or giving zakah. Yes, it's a part of religion. But we need to understand our religion is divided into two categories. One is huququllah and the other thing is huququl ibad. You know, performing salah, alhamdulillah, we all are here today with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the masjid to offer our salah. This is huququllah, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the huququllah, and there is another thing called huququl ibad, the rights of a fellow human being. You know, a very huge part of our jurisprudence book deals with huququl ibad. How should we deal with our family members? How should I deal with the people around me? How should I deal with my neighbor? Very huge part of our jurisprudence book, you know, in our Sharia, it deals with huququl ibad, the rights of the fellow human being. That's why you'll see on many occasions the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned about sahibu husnul khuluqi, a person that has a good character. A person that has a good character. That's why, you know, when we live with all the people around us, it's very, very important that we make our character, we have good character within us. We have good conduct. We deal with people in a nice way, in a proper way. We do not cheat, we do not lie. These are the things, you know, that will take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously, it will create mahabba within the heart of the other people as well. You know, on one occasion, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked this question. That tell us those qualities that will result a person entry in Jannah. We've mentioned this earlier as well. You know, tell us those qualities that will result a person entry in Jannah. What are those qualities that a person should have in order for him to enter Jannah? He mentioned two things. Taqwa Allah wa husnul khuluqi. Taqwa Allah, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person has got the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then automatically, you know, he'll stop away from all those things that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa Allah, the first thing is the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he mentioned husnul khuluqi, that a person who has got good character. That a person who has got good character. You know, if I'm conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll be very, very conscious how am I dealing with my neighbor. If I'm conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll be very, very conscious how I'm dealing with my business partner, for example. If I'm conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'll be very conscious how I'm talking with my family member, with my wife, with my parents. If I'm conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers, you know, this thing, the husnul khuluqi is very, very important. That's why, you know, on many occasions, in Quran and Hadith as well, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also emphasized us that if there is any dispute between two of you, then you should resolve your matters. You know, if two of you have got any dispute, any misunderstanding between you two, then you should resolve that matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. That indeed the believers are brothers. Since we live together, you know, we live with our family members, we've got friends, we've got our relatives. You know, sometimes there could be an occasion that we've got some misunderstanding. We are humans after all. So then what we should do? We should resolve that matter. We should resolve that matter. You know, today we all speak that we want the change in the society, we want the change in the city around us, we want the change in the country. How can that change come? How can that change come up? You know, unfortunately, many a times, you know, when we speak about these bad qualities or the bad habits, you know, the first thing that comes to our mind is about somebody else. You know, that person, he has got this in him. For example, if we speak about backbiting is wrong or lying is wrong, for example, you know, the thought comes to our mind, you know, that person, he's got this quality in him. He's got this quality in him. Now, I think about myself first. Do I have these bad qualities in me or not? If I've got the bad qualities, we should try and remove it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change the condition of a nation until and unless every individual changes his own condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not change the condition of any nation until and unless every individual changes his or her own condition. You know, if we expect change and progress in a society, in a community, in a country, then the start will, you know, the start has to be from myself. I need to start. You know, if I am good, if I am right, if I change my life, then automatically that will have an impact on my family members. If my family becomes right, that will have an impact on the society. If my society becomes right, that will have an impact on the full town, full community. And that, on the greater extent, it will have impact on the full country, full nation. So the change, you know, we've got this habit today of pointing fingers at others. No, he is a problem, he is a problem, he is a problem. No, I think about myself, what are the bad qualities that I have got within me? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if there is any dispute between you two, you should resolve your matters. You know, if there is any dispute, anything, you know, any misunderstanding had happened in the past, we should go and ask for forgiveness. You know, there is a riwayat that comes to mind. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you know, the actions of a person are being presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every Mondays and Thursdays. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a system that our actions are taken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are presented in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every Mondays and Thursdays. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives everyone except for two of them. So everyone gets forgiven besides two of them. The first one is the person who does shirk, who attributes partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the first person. He never gets forgiven. And the second person is the person who has got hatred and kina for another Muslim brother. The one who keeps hatred in his heart for another Muslim brother. Shahna. Utruku hadhaini hatta yastaliha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces that, you know what, leave this person away. I'm not going to forgive him at this time until and unless he resolves the matter between him and his brother. So if you've got anything, you know, there could be a moment that we've got some misunderstanding, you know, a dispute has happened, then what we should do? We should resolve the matter. Agar koi ranjishe hui hain, koi jhagde hue hon, to sabse pehli zimmedari ye hai ki hum aapas mein nibhao kar, aapas mein ittefaq kare, aapas mein ja kar ke mohabbat qaim kare, pyar aur mohabbat se rahe. Yaad rakhe, aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki puri zindagi aap mutala karenge to pyar aur mohabbat ke siwa aapko kuch nahi milega. Pyar aur mohabbat, hatta ke fath-e-makkah ke mauqe par aap us pyar aur mohabbat ka muzahara farma rahe. جنگ کا موقع ہے اور جنگ کے میدان میں آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے اخلاق دیکھیں. You know, the Prophet Muhammad صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, he was entering in Makkah al-Mukarramah as a conqueror. He is a fatih. He has conquered Makkatul Mukarramah. And see the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even at the time of wars. You know, when he entered Makkatul Mukarramah, he asked the people of Makkah, the same people, you know, who hurted him, who caused him so much of taklif, who killed so many of his companions, who harmed him so much, the same people of Makkah. He's asking the people of Makkah, Ya ma'ashara Quraysh, ماذا تظنون أني فاعل بكم? Oh, the people of Makkah, what do you think I'll be doing with you? How I'll be dealing with you? What do you think? So what did the people of Makkah say? The people of Makkah said, خَيْرًا أَخٌ كَرِيمٌ وَابْنُ أَخٍ كَرِيمٌ. That we hope goodness from you. Why? Because you are a good man. We hope goodness from you. Why? Because you are a good man. The enemies are saying that you are a good man. And you are the son of a good man. What did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Idhabu fa antum at-tulaqa," that I am freeing you all. You all are free today. He took no revenge. Even at the time of war, this was the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ek dafa, ek shakhs aaya aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke paas, aur aakar ke ye kehne laga ki ya Rasulullah, main Islam lane ko to tayyar hoon. میں شہادت پڑھنے کے لیے تیار ہوں, میں اسلام لانے کے لیے تیار ہوں, لیکن مجھ میں ایک بری عادت ہے, اور بری عادت یہ ہے کہ وہ فلاں عورت کے ساتھ میں غلط تعلقات قائم رکھنا چاہتا ہوں. کیا پوچھ رہا ہے؟ کہ میں فلاں عورت کے ساتھ غلط تعلقات قائم رکھنا چاہتا ہوں, کیا آپ مجھے اس کی اجازت دیں گے؟ میں اسلام لانے کے لیے تیار ہوں, لیکن یہ مجھے غلط کام کرنا ہے. اب دیکھیں آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے اخلاق. ہم جیسا کوئی ہوتا, جا ایسا دفعہ ہو جا, کسی اجازت مانگ رہے ہیں. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صحابہ جو وہاں بیٹھے تھے, ان کو سب کو غصہ ہے کہ کس طرح کی اجازت مانگ رہے ہیں آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا, خاموش ہو جائے. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اس شخص سے بات کی کہ مجھے یہ بتاؤ کہ اگر آپ کی بہن کے ساتھ کوئی اس طرح کا برتاؤ کرے تو کیا آپ اسے برداشت کر پاؤ گے؟ تو کہا نہیں. کہا اگر آپ کے کسی عورت رشتہ دار کے ساتھ اگر کوئی اس طرح کا سوچے تو کیا آپ اسے برداشت کرو گے؟ انہوں نے کہا نہیں. تو کہا کہ جس کے ساتھ آپ غلط تعلقات قائم رکھنا چاہتے, وہ بھی تو آخر کسی کی بہن ہے, وہ بھی تو آخر کسی کی بیٹی ہوگی, وہ بھی تو آخر کسی کی بہن ہوگی. تو پھر جب آپ اپنی عورتوں کے بارے میں اس چیز کو پسند نہیں کرتے, تو پھر اوروں کی عورتوں کے بارے میں کیوں اس چیز کو پسند کر دیں؟ تو وہ شخص فرماتے ہیں, آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اتنی پیار اور محبت سے مجھے یہ بات سمجھائی کہ زندگی بھر میں نے وہ کام چھوڑ دیا, زندگی بھر وہ کام چھوڑ دیا. تو یہ تھے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے اخلاق. ہم بارہا سنتے ہیں عبداللہ بن ابی بن سلول, منافقوں کا سردار, جب اس کی موت کا وقت قریب آیا تو اس نے اپنے بیٹے سے کہا, اس کا بیٹا پکا صحابی حضرت عبداللہ رضی اللہ عنہ, اس کا بیٹا پکا صحابی اپنے بیٹے سے یہ کہہ رہا ہے کہ جب میں مر جاؤں تو محمد سے کہنا میرا نماز جنازہ پڑھائے, میں مر جاؤں تو محمد سے کہنا میرا نماز جنازہ پڑھائے. سوچے آپ کون ہیں؟ یہ وہ شخص ہیں جس نے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو تکلیف دینے میں ذرہ برابر کمی نہیں کی, اتنی تکلیفیں پہنچائے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو, حتیٰ کہ حضرت عائشہ پر تہمت لگائی. کتنا ستائے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو, اور کیا کہہ رہا ہے؟ اپنے بیٹے سے کہہ رہا ہے کہ جب میں مر جاؤں تو محمد سے کہنا میری نماز جنازہ پڑھائے. اور اس کا بیٹا پکا صحابی. جب اس کے والد کی وفات ہوئی تو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے پاس آئے, اس کا بیٹا آیا آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے پاس, اور آ کر کے کہنے لگے, یا رسول اللہ, میں نہیں چاہتا کہ میں اس بات کا ذکر کروں آپ کے سامنے, لیکن چونکہ میرے ابا کی نصیحت ہے اس لیے میں آپ کے سامنے اس بات کا ذکر کرتا ہوں. میرے ابا نے یہ وصیت کی تھی کہ آپ ان کی نماز جنازہ پڑھائے. کیا فرمایا آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے؟ فرمایا, جب جنازہ تیار ہو جائے مجھے بلانا, میں پڑھانے کے لیے تیار ہوں. جب جنازہ تیار ہو جائے تو مجھے بلا لینا, میں پڑھانے کے لیے تیار ہوں. جب جانے لگے حضرت عمر نے دامن کھینچا, یا رسول اللہ آپ کس کی نماز جنازہ پڑھانے جا رہے ہیں؟ کہا, کوئی بات نہیں, اگر میری نماز جنازہ پڑھانے سے اس کی مغفرت ہو سکتی ہے تو میں وہ کرنے کے لیے تیار ہوں. اتنے پر بس نہیں فرمایا, جب جنازہ تیار ہوا آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اپنا کرتا مبارک نکالا اور حضرت عبداللہ سے کہا کہ یہ کرتا لے جاؤ اور اپنے باپ کو اس میں دفناؤ, اس میں کفن پہناؤ اپنے باپ کو, اپنا کرتا مبارک عنایت فرمائے. اور پھر جب جنازہ قبر کے اندر رکھا گیا تو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے فرمایا کہ جنازے کو نکالو. جنازے کو نکالنے کے بعد آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اپنا لعاب مبارک تھوک مبارک اس شخص کے منہ میں ڈالا اور فرمایا کہ اگر میرے اس تھوک سے اس کی مغفرت ہو سکتی ہے تو میں وہ بھی کرنے کے لیے تیار ہوں. یہ ہیں آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے اخلاق. وہ پھر اور بات ہے کہ پھر اس کے بعد آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ نے منع فرمایا. قرآن کریم کے اندر آیت کریمہ نازل ہوئی استغفر لہم او لا تستغفر لہم ان تستغفر لہم سبعین مرۃ. البتہ مجھے یہ بتلانا ہے کہ یہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے اخلاق ہیں. ترا کے میسر شودی مقام کے بادوستانت خلافست و جنگ. کسی فارسی شاعر نے یہ کہا کہ اے مسلمانوں تمہیں وہ مقام کب ملے گا, تم نے تو ابھی اپنوں کو معاف کرنا نہیں سیکھا, تم پرایوں کو کس طرح معاف کرو گے. آج یو نو ٹوڈے انفارچونیٹلی آور کیریکٹر آور کنڈکٹ وتھ آور اون فیملی ممبر از سو بیڈ دیٹ وین آر وی گوئنگ ٹو لرن اینڈ امپروو دیٹ ہاؤ آر وی سپوز ٹو بی اسٹیئنگ وتھ آور یو نو دوز پیپل ہو وی ڈو ناٹ نو. So that's why, my brothers, we need to really work towards it. We need to improve our character. We need to change for good. You know, the ayat that I've recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. That if we want the improvement, if we want to see the progress, then where will the progress start from? It will start from myself. We have to change first, and then we'll see the progress in the society, in the family, and in the whole of the community at large. You know, there is a shayar, Zami badli zama badla, Zami badli zama badla, Maki badle maka badla, Zami badli zama badla, Maki badle maka badla, Name badla na tu badla, to phir badla to kya badla. You know, we all want that everyone changes but me. Everyone becomes a good human being, but I should not do anything. That's not how it works. It will start from me. So, zami badli zama badla, maki badle makam badla, name badla na tu badla, to phir badla to kya badla. Gar badalna hai tujhko, to badal jis tarah umar badle. Badal jis tarah umar badle, naje se bu jahal badla. نہ جیسے بو جہل بدلا. یعنی اگر ہمیں بدلنا ہو تو اس طرح بدلنا ہے جس طرح حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ بدلے, نہ اس طرح جس طرح ابو جہل بدلے. بدل اس طرح جس طرح عمر بدلے, جس طرح ابو بکر بدلے اور دیگر صحابہ کرام بدلے. اس طرح بدلنا ہے تو بدلو, ورنہ اگر بو جہل کی طرح بدلنا ہے تو پھر بدلنے سے کوئی فائدہ نہیں. اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ہم سب کو عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائے.
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر.